Don't you love good music? God gave us the gift of music for many reasons. God designed music to speak to both our minds and our emotions. The lyrics are important, as well as the music itself. In the book of Deuteronomy, we encounter a song of Moses. His song demonstrates that God-honoring music will communicate the truths of God and call us to act upon them. Today on The Wisdom Journey, Stephen Davey has a message for you called The Song of Moses.
If you know something about music, you might recognize the opening measures we play during each episode of The Wisdom Journey. It's taken from the Hallelujah Chorus, composed in 1741 by George Handel. The Hallelujah Chorus is recognized all around the world today as it sings of the glorious kingdom of the coming Messiah when he shall reign forever and ever and ever. Hallelujah. Now, George Handel was nearing the last chapter in his life when he composed that great oratorio called The Messiah, of which the Hallelujah Chorus is a part. Handel was facing a number of difficulties in life. In fact, at this point, he was struggling with insurmountable debt. Added to that, he had recently suffered a stroke. He'd become paralyzed on the left side of his face. It was causing him intense pain. Most days, Handel could barely afford rent and food. He was depressed. He was despondent. Well, one night he went out and just walked around the lonely streets until dawn, and when he returned to his little shabby apartment, on his table was a thick envelope of scripture verses his friend, Charles Jennens, had written out for him. Jennens was wanting to encourage Handel to use these verses to compose something new. Well, George just sort of tossed the pages aside and crawled into bed, but he couldn't sleep. Some of those words he'd just read rolled over and over again in his mind. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. It is the glory of God. Hallelujah. Well, he got up, he went to his piano and began to write. And he didn't stop writing for several days. In fact, he barely stopped to eat or sleep. He refused to see anybody. He completed this composition in little more than 3 weeks. A friend who managed to get inside the apartment found George Handel at his piano, sheets of music lying around everywhere. He'd just completed the Hallelujah Chorus, and with tears streaming down his face, George said to his friend, and I quote, "I did think I see all heaven before me and the great God himself seated on his throne." Wow. Well, Handel's Messiah, now recognized around the world as one of the greatest pieces of music ever composed, is something we're using to this day. There's something about music, frankly, that inspires you in a way that you never forget. Even older believers who can't remember their way home can remember the great hymns and songs of the faith. You know, as we arrive at the end or just near the end of Deuteronomy, Moses is going to die in a matter of days. He's lived a difficult life. But more than anything, he wants to give the nation Israel a reason to give glory to God and anticipate the day when God reigns over all the nations of the world. Well, now it's time to hand the baton to Joshua, which he does here in the opening verses of chapter 31. He begins by delivering these encouraging words to the nation here in verse 6. "Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, your enemies. For it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you." Moses now gives Joshua basically the same message here in verses 7 to 8. "Be strong and courageous. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed." Now, after that, Moses does something that to me is absolutely surprising. You know, I would expect Moses to preach one last sermon to the nation, you know, delivered with power and conviction, a sermon they will never forget, as if there is such a thing. But instead, he writes a song. Now, maybe it's because he knows something every preacher out there knows. People may not remember your sermons, but they remember songs of the faith. So Moses now writes a song for the nation to sing. Now, why is this song going to be important? Well, the Lord knows, and he informs Moses that after Moses' death, the people will turn to foreign gods. They're going to forsake the Lord. Indeed, apostasy is going to grip the nation at various times in the centuries that follow. So the Lord says to Moses, beginning here in verse 19, write this song and teach it to the people of Israel. Put it in their mouths that this song may be a witness for me against the people of Israel. This song shall confront them as a witness, for it will live unforgotten in the mouths of their offspring. The Hebrew word here for witness means that this song is going to be an affirmation. It's going to be a testimony of the truth. It's going to remind the people of the truth of God's law. It's going to remind them of his blessings. It's going to convict them of their sin against the Lord. It's going to call them to repentance. Then Moses says here in verse 28, assemble to me all the elders of your tribes and your officers that I may speak these words in their ears. Now, these words refer to the words of the law. This is to be read every 7 years to the assembled people, according to verses 10 through 13. But it also refers to the song of Moses, which follows. So both the reading of the law and the song are going to confront Israel's disobedience. It's going to encourage them to follow the Lord. Verse 30 then tells us, Moses spoke the words of this song until they were finished in the ears of all the assembly of Israel. Imagine, you got this nationwide music lesson as several million Israelites are taught, as it were, the Hallelujah Chorus. Israel needs to become one gigantic choir, singing annually this unforgettable song that's going to be a testimony to God's greatness, his magnificence, and his faithfulness. Now, what you have here in chapter 32 are the lyrics to this amazing hymn of praise. And I want to just touch on some of the highlights in this composition. It begins here in verse 1. Give ear, O heavens, let the earth hear the words of my mouth. Verse 3, I will proclaim the name of the Lord, ascribe greatness to our God. In other words, I want the entire universe to bend an ear to listen to the music we're going to sing of the greatness of God. 5 times in this song, Moses refers to God as the rock. Verse 4, verse 15, verse 18, verse 30, and verse 31. He's reminding Israel that they may have wandered, but they've got a rock-solid God of faithfulness, a rock of unchanging truth, a rock of salvation. Now, this song also has some pretty transparent lyrics as well. The nation is going to be forced to sing about their sin against God, their disobedience, their failure to follow him. There's nothing wrong in transparently remembering where we've gone wrong. In fact, we sing today of our sin that held our Savior on that cross. But the song moves on now to end in hope. Moses writes here in verse 36, for the Lord will vindicate his people and have compassion on his servants. Now, that sounds a lot like the Hallelujah Chorus to me. You see, God's plan for Israel is just like his plan for his followers today. He graciously reveals our sin to us, but promises that repentance leads to forgiveness and restoration. Well, with that, the song ends over here at verse 43 with a promise that God will one day judge the nations. It's singing, don't worry about what's going on around you. Don't be afraid that God has somehow lost control of history and the nations around you, and he can't control your future. Oh, no. One day, God will sit upon his throne in judgment, just as George Handel wrote in 1741, just as Moses composed several thousand years earlier, the Lord shall reign forever and ever, forever and ever. Hallelujah. Until our next journey, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
What an important reminder for us today here on the Wisdom Journey. Stephen Davey is our teacher, and he's taking us through the book of Deuteronomy as we travel through all of God's Word on the Wisdom Journey. We're releasing this episode in April of 2022, and this month we have a free resource on our website called Resurrection Power. Download that booklet today. Use the link in the show notes. Join us again next time here on The Wisdom Journey.